Okay, so everybody's kind of in a good space, but like, so what's your worst Thanksgiving nightmare? Nobody's kind of really. Anybody getting bad nightmares?
It takes so long before they finally finish cooking.
Are yours the ones where you're not allowed to eat till the food's done? Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Even though
they made this ridiculous rule,
that
everything tastes better,
if you're starving.
And I just want to relax and have a good time. And I'm not allowed to taste it till the right time.
Who made a schedule?
All that yummy food.
Why do they want us
to overeat in one quick sitting? When I want to graze the entire day. That's my favorite part. A nibble here, a nibble there. That's my favorite part. And they make me wait. Like I'm in school. Like there's a ridiculous bell. And I want to forgive them for being so rigid, for being so strict, for not being conscious enough to be open
to a new, easier way.
It's true. They get all stressed out in the kitchen.
They're hot.
They're trying to get it all together at once. Maybe they want the rest of us to suffer too. Maybe that's what it's about.
I believe.
I'm considering.
It's just a really old habit
that doesn't serve us anymore.
I want to be at peace anyway.
I want to sneak a bite
of something
before I get there. And I've never done that
because
I'll feel guilty. Because that's what they tell you.
Don't eat anything
till it's ready.
I wonder what they think will happen.
It'll suddenly taste bad.
No one will show up.
We won't want to eat.
This old rule.
All the old rules.
All the structure.
All the limitation.
I hate limitations.
I want to forgive.
Everyone I love
that hasn't chosen
to be fully present
and conscious.
I wish they'd get a dose
of Helen's empath stuff
and feel crazy hunger
and feed us early.
They can't do it.
It would stress them out.
They believe it's a tradition.
It's their connection
to their parents.
And their parents before them.
And I want to feel good
being me.
Even though
I really could eat at home
an apple,
something healthy.
I'm believing.
I can't do that.
They'll know.
They want us hungry.
They want us to suffer.
Just a little.
So we enjoy the food.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if I didn't have to play this game?
If I could enjoy the smells,
the sounds,
and be comfortable
and take care of my own needs.
So I'm situated
for their schedule.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if I could remember
I am
the most important person
in my world.
I am
the most important person
in my life.
If I need to eat before,
I'm pretty smart.
I can manage it.
I could sneak in nuts.
This might be fun.
I'll be an undercover.
Take care of my own comfort.
Person.
I'll be sneaky.
I'll be sneaky.
And no one will know.
And no one will know.
Except this room full of people. And wouldn't it be lovely?
And wouldn't it be lovely?
If I could honor and respect,
their need
for control.
For culture.
For their heritage.
For their whatever.
And still take care of me.
I can.
Take care of me. I can nibble.
On the fly.
I can manage it.
I'm actually quite smart.
I can prepare.
I can find out the times.
And make sure I'm not starving.
Because I am
the most important person
in my life.
And I deserve to feel good.
And wouldn't it be lovely
if they could remember
it is about feeling good.
That seems to have gotten lost
in the overeating,
in the overcooking,
in the structure,
in the responsibility.
I want to get through this whole holiday time
feeling good.
I can feel stressed out.
I can feel overstressed.
At tax time.
So I'm perfectly safe.
Feeling good.
Being me.
Between now
and January.
I want to remember.
I deserve
to feel really good.
And I deeply
and completely
want to love and support this body
with kindness
and compassion.
If I had a small child
and I knew they'd be hungry and cranky,
I'd bring crackers.
I'd feed them before I left.
I want to treat this body
with kindness and compassion.
This old habit
of eating too much,
waiting too long,
buying into
the stress and drama
no longer serves me.
I want to be at peace
no matter what their experience
of the holidays are.
I want to be at peace
no matter what's going on in the world.
All the things I desire
for this planet,
for these people
here on earth,
I want to start with me.
I desire
to feel good,
to have fun,
to feel safe,
to experience joy.
I want to step up
and be responsible
to be the change
that I want to see in the world.
And I deeply
and completely
want to love and accept
and support this body
with kindness,
with compassion,
with respect,
with honor,
with consciousness,
with awareness,
and a little planning.
Okay, big deep breath.